FOMO or JOMO? This is Father Jonathan Meyer, and this is 33 Days to Eucharistic Glory. We are in day five. You're a handful. You've made it this far. Don't give up. Persevere. One of the reasons why some people probably have already put this book down is because their lives have been consumed by the world and with the fear of missing out. Some of you might know, some of you might not know, but I've spent my entire priesthood working with a lot of young people. I was made the director of youth and young adult ministry right out of the chute as a newly ordained priest back in 2003. And I spent 5.5 years as the director of youth ministry. And I've really just, even coming out of that position back in 2008, I've just remained very, very involved in youth and young adult ministry. And it's very interesting to watch young people. And we know that we live in an anti-commitment society. And if you ask people what is behind their inability to commit, particularly young people, it is the fear of missing out. And their phones are directly connected to this. I truly believe it. Because there's a fear of me committing to going to anything or doing anything because I believe that my phone is going to pop up any minute and someone is going to invite me or someone is going to put up an event or there's going to be something that I need to be attentive to. And so I constantly don't want to commit because I have a fear of missing out. Yet at the same time, I will tell you that I have seen in young people's lives the joy of missing out. I will never forget one of my early assignments. There were some young people and through some retreat ministry and really some Eucharistic-centered retreats that we had in my diocese, these young people had become on fire with the Lord. And there was a young girl and a young guy, and they ultimately got married, but they were seniors in high school. And I remember they came up to me at one point, and they're like, "Father, we don't want to go to prom." I was like, "What? It's your senior year. Like, how do you not want to go to prom?" And they're like, "Father, we went to prom last year, and we just got so frustrated the entire time with the way that people were dancing, the way that people were dressing, the way that people were acting. And so we've made the decision as a couple this year that we're not going to prom." And I was like, "Okay, why are you telling me this?" And they're like, "Well, we were wondering, like, could we come and like hang out with you that night?" And I was like, "What?" And they're like, "So we were thinking of like doing a Eucharistic Holy Hour. And then we were wondering, like, would you be willing to like just like go out for ice cream with us? And then we're going to go to after prom because we don't have a problem with after prom. We just don't want to go to prom." And I was like, "Okay, I will tell you, we went out that night and it was amazing. It really was this like palpable joy that they had, that they knew that they were making a better choice that night." And they were, I remember one point at the end of the night, they were like, "Father, we're going to remember this for the rest of our lives. We're going to remember the fact that we actually did not go to prom. And we made the choice to spend tonight with our parish priest. Thank you." 4 years later, I had the honor of being the priest when the two of them entered into the sacrament of holy matrimony. Their wedding was beautiful. They now have 5 children. He serves in the military. Beautiful life, right? Beautiful decision. And the joy that I saw that night was that they actually found joy in missing out what the world was offering them that night because they were choosing something better. In our own lives, in much simpler ways, we make the choice to say, "I'm going to miss out on what the world is offering me today, the smorgasbord of delights and pleasures and comfort the world offers me, and I'm going to choose something different." So let me make this real tangible for you today. Where are you at in spending time in silence? And where are you at in spending time in silence without your phone? The majority of us have to admit that we are highly addicted, or at least mildly addicted, to our phones. And even when we say, "I'm going to go to prayer, I'm going to spend time with our Lord," we often bring our phone with us, and then we get distracted and we check on our phones. And behind that, I believe, is a fear of missing out. And we needed to change that FOMO to the joy of missing out. I want to encourage you to recommit today to silence, to recommit today to spending time with our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, to recommit today to putting the distractions, the pleasures, and the comforts away and choosing what you know will bring you peace and what will bring you joy. And we find that joy in the Lord. We find that joy when we make that choice. For you to journey continually on this 33 days, let's pray for that grace to put that aside, to put us aside the distractions of the world, and let's choose joy together. In doing so, we'll become the saints of His kingdom. Let's make that radical commitment today to spend that consecrated time in the classroom of silence, to get to adoration, to get to Mass, to put the distractions away and find joy in that we're missing out, to find joy in the discipline, to find joy in the sacrifice, and by doing so, become His saints. Amen.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the world is a mess. America is divided. The church is in crisis. 50 million Catholics have stopped practicing their faith in the past 30 years. It's time to stop seeking worldly solutions to spiritual problems. There is something we can do right now. There is something you can do right now that can make a huge difference. Sign the petition to consecrate America to Jesus in the Eucharist. Click the button below and sign this historic document today. And remember, be bold, be Catholic.